Good evening, everyone. We have reached the 7 o'clock hour on this wonderful Monday evening, and this newscast is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low income plans, priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And Brown City officials are applying for a grant to help with the repair. The council approved applying for a Michigan PAR plan grant for $4,000. If the request is granted, the money will be used to repair the fence around the city's water tower facility. During discussion about the grant, it was noted that there are some areas in the fence that are not connected to the support poles. The council felt repairing the fence was important to keep the public from getting in and damaging the city's water supply. In other city matters, the Maple Street Stormwater Project will be starting soon, and residents will be sent a notification letter before the project starts. And during the last Otter Village meeting, an audience member suggested a minor change could be helpful and beneficial. The man presented the council with a copy of a partial survey showing a 66-foot ingress and egress easement over the Southern Link Trailway from Washburn Road to the properties on the east side of the trailway. The Southern Links Trailway is a 10-mile rail trail that connects the communities of Columbiaville, Otter Lake, and Millington. The man expressed its dissatisfaction with the 32-foot width between the traffic control bollards installed on the trailway. He feels the south bollards should be moved 20 feet south, allowing 52 feet between them. He is concerned about vehicles having to make a 90-degree turn immediately after crossing the trailway, and that making the change would be safer. He requested that the village write a letter to the Southern Link Trailway Management Council requesting the change. They move the south bollards. The council asked the man to put his concerns and requests in writing, and that Ellen Demchak, who is the village's representative on Southern Link Trailway Management Council, would present his proposal to them. And when we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
As the leaves start to fall, your internet bill should too. This fall, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in Washington, a senior official in President Donald Trump's administration says Oracle will receive a copy of TikTok's algorithm to operate for U.S. users. The decision addresses U.S. national security concerns over the China-based social media platform. The algorithm recommends videos and has been a key issue in negotiations between Washington and Beijing. The Trump administration official insisted on anonymity Monday and said the plan aims to prevent potential manipulation of addictive content. Full details on investors haven't been released, but private equity firm Silver Lake is confirmed as part of the investment group. Then President Joe Biden signed legislation requiring ByteDance to sell its assets to the American company. And in our international news in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that Moscow will adhere to nuclear arms limits for one more year after the last remaining nuclear pact with the U.S. expires. The 2010 New START Treaty is set to expire in February. Putin on Monday emphasized the importance of maintaining the status quo to avoid a strategic arms race. He urged the U.S. to follow suit and warned against actions that could disrupt the balance of deterrence. The treaty limits each country to 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And we're going to check in with Steve Adamson for